I want to talk about the film The Interview. This was the one with Seth Rogen and James Franco, where James Franco played a media personality who interviewed a lot of different famous people, and Seth Rogen was his friend. I'm not sure actually how they were related to each other other than being friends, and they kind of worked together in the studio. They, amazingly enough, of course, they score an interview with the head of the North Korean country, Kim Jong-un, and they get a chance to do a televised interview with him. This is, of course, a comedy. It was fake. There was nothing real about it. There was a lot of threats being made towards the United States, towards Sony Pictures and everything, just about releasing the film in general. And I don't know if it worked, but they did not release that film in the movie theater. It was a Netflix. As far as I know, it just made it to Netflix and was released there. But this movie was funny. It was from start to finish. It was very well written, I thought. I like comedies, but I don't typically, some of them that are intended to be funny, I don't really find that funny, but I did find The Interview to be very, very funny. And the chemistry between James Franco and Seth Rogen was awesome. They worked well together. They were funny. When they met Kim Jong-un, they had a hall staged where there was a fat kid in front of a grocery store. And they're like, wait, they have food. There's fat kids here. I thought they were starving. And scenes like that, they didn't know it was all staged at first. And when they met Kim Jong-un, it was like, holy crap. He is the greatest person ever. And so they were, as part of the interview, of course, they were tasked from the CIA to kill Kim Jong-un. It was their goal was to have one of the two guys slip him some secret poison that would kill him instantly. And they slipped this poison into a pack of chewing gum. And basically, when they first got to North Korea, the first guy that met them took out and said, what is this? They got the gum. Oh, it's just chewing gum, you know, whatever. And the guy takes out a piece and eats the poison directly. Right there, the first scene, they're like, oh no, what are we going to do? And so they're scrambling. They call the CIA and said, hey, we need another package. We've lost our poison. And it leads to a bunch of other funny scenes where they ship out a drone to send them a replacement package. And there was a scene about when they did get the package in the forest, Seth Rogen was grabbing it and there was a tiger that attacked him. It was really, really funny. And then the North Korean military comes after him and he's like, what do I do with the package? I don't, here comes the North Korean forces. What do I do? And James Franco goes, stick it in your butt. I'm not going to stick it in my butt. Stick it in your butt. Use the tiger blood as lubrication and stick it in your butt. I'm sticking it in my butt. So he does it. And the sounds and stuff. Yes, it was juvenile. It was crude. It was funny, though. And I found it worked. And then he meets Kim Jong-un, and he is the nicest guy that he's ever met. Treats him so well and just plays basketball with him. He's like, I can't kill this guy. So then he ends up having this existential crisis, this where he doesn't want to kill Kim Jong-un anymore. And he's like, I can't go through with it. And so there was that. I mean, it led up to finally at the end of the movie was the actual interview where James Franco was interviewing Kim Jong-un. And he calls him out on his human atrocities and various things. And all H breaks loose at that point. And it was a really, really funny movie, and I highly recommend it. I would give it 5 stars all around. I thought it was funny, and I'll recommend it to all of my friends.